This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the fitness and nutrition channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Right now, the U.S. is seeing a rise in health care costs and health insurance costs. It is no picnic for anyone who needs medical care. Those who are ill and have no health insurance find the prices for health care prohibitive. And those who have insurance watch their premiums rise when they show any sign of sickness. Lucy Gable, an exercise physiologist and nutritionist at LucyFit.com, is here to talk to us about how we can reduce our health risk and our financial risk as we go through these trying times in the history of U.S. healthcare. Lucy, welcome again to eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric. So nice to be here again.
Yes, it is, Lucy. So if you could talk to us about the kinds of problems we're facing in U.S. healthcare today.
Well, sure, Eric. You know, health insurance premiums are rising, and health care costs are rising as well. Small businesses are struggling to pay health insurance for their employees, and the rising cost becomes detrimental to their growth. Even those who are self-insured are also watching their premiums go up. It doesn't matter if you're healthy or not healthy, everyone is watching these costs go up. And having insurance isn't even a guarantee that you'll get much relief if you have to have serious treatment of any kind. About a month ago, Time magazine published an article called The Big Bill. It was an expose on how much health care can cost, even when health insurance is involved. The article highlighted a couple seeking treatment for the husband's cancer, and the author went through their hospital bills with a fine-tooth comb and found many items were repeatedly overcharged by thousands of dollars, to include aspirin that cost about $100 per pill. It left many readers scared and wondering what they would do if they were to get sick.
So what can we do as individuals about this? Can we protect ourselves from the high prices of the hospital, the doctor's office, or the pharmacy?
Well, Eric, my grandfather used to say, just don't get sick. And although when he did say this, I felt like it was an oversimplistic and trite thing to say, honestly, it's one of the most realistic answers we have right now. If you're not already in a state of chronic disease, you're in a position where you can really do something to protect yourself and your money. If you are already afflicted with health issues, you can decrease your need for medication and health care. In fact, there are three major things we can do to improve and protect our health with almost zero financial investment. In turn, they will provide us with significant financial payback both now and in the long run, and they are exercising regularly, healthier eating, and sleep.
Speaking of exercise, let's talk about exercise and how that does work.
You know, many people have heard over and over about the preventative effects of exercise, but when you think about it, exercise can be done with little to no financial investment. In fact, you can start walking in the shoes and clothes you already have. Did you know that 5 minutes of brisk walking has been shown to significantly improve your mood? Regular walking and regular exercise can reduce depression. 10 minutes of brisk walking has been shown to reduce blood pressure and keep it down for about 8 hours. So walking 3 times per day for 10 minutes would give many people a lower blood pressure reading overall. Regular strength training builds muscle, and muscle has receptors for insulin. With more active insulin receptors in our bodies, we become more insulin sensitive, meaning insulin resistance, or prediabetes, can be reduced or eliminated with regular exercise and strength training. You can do simple bodyweight exercises like pull-ups and push-ups and lunges if you don't have any equipment. And if you don't like those exercises, a simple resistance band, which costs about $5, can work wonders. Performing a few simple strength exercises 2 to 3 times per week can really change your body. On the other hand, cardiovascular exercise done for about 30 minutes, 5 times a week, will decrease your risk for heart attack, stroke, Alzheimer's, cancer, diabetes, and more. This type of exercise can be anything from walking fast or running around the park to playing basketball, swimming, or dancing. It just needs to be something that makes you breathe heavier and increases your heart rate a bit and can still be done comfortably for about 30 minutes at a time. All of these things can be done for little to no financial investment.
Sounds good to me. Today we are with Lucy Gable, an exercise physiologist and nutritionist at LucyFit.com here on eHealth Radio's fitness and nutrition channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Lucy, I see how exercise lowers the risk of disease, but how does that improve our financial risk?
Well, the obvious answer is because when we're at lower risk to get a disease, we're at lower risk to have to pay for all the doctor visits, procedures, and medication when we do get it. Another piece of good news is if you're taking medications now, exercise can and often does reduce the amount of medication you need. I've seen diabetics reduce the amount of insulin they need. I've seen people on blood pressure and depression medications reduce or completely eliminate the amount of medications they need to take. There are many other ailments that are improved or eliminated with regular exercise. But if you're talking in economic terms, it's common knowledge that the money you have now is worth more than that same amount of money in the future, because the value of money is always depreciating. So the longer you stave off having to pay for any type of health care, the more money you get to keep in your own pocket, and the more opportunity you have to put it into something that will be more valuable, like an asset that will grow in financial worth and provide you with something in the future, like your retirement fund, your child's college fund, or paying off debt. The earlier you have to spend it on medical visits and medication, the less you have to put it into the bank or savings. The less it'll grow, the less you'll have in the future.
And what about eating habits? How does that work specifically?
Well, healthy eating habits have been shown to reduce the risk of just about the same number of diseases as exercise does. Eating healthy includes eating an abundance of fruits and vegetables, reducing our exposure to processed foods, eating whole grains when we consume them, and choosing dairy and meats from animals that are treated and fed well and hormone-free. Eating this way will increase our consumption of vitamins, minerals, phytochemicals, and antioxidants, and reduce our consumption of dangerous materials. All this will also decrease our risk for numerous cancers, heart disease, stroke, Alzheimer's disease. It will improve the health of our immune system, brain, eyes, heart, lungs, blood, skin. It goes on and on.
Looking at the reality, doesn't it cost more to eat better?
You know, that is a common misconception. We don't have to spend more money to eat healthier, but we do need to make the right choices when purchasing our food. A big contributor to eating healthier meals is making our own food at home. When we buy the ingredients to make our own meals, we know what's going into our food. Here's where we exercise the right to choose the quality of protein, the types of oils, the freshness of the plants, and how much chemicals and how much processing we're willing to tolerate. Not only is it healthier, eating at home puts money back into your pocket because it's almost always cheaper than eating out when you're comparing a good meal eaten out to a good meal eaten at home. Coming around full circle, if you're comparing a cheap, fast food meal eaten out to a more expensive but good meal made at home, the cost savings is still significant in the long run because with a healthier body, you'll again have lower healthcare costs. In the interim, you can benefit from feeling better, looking better, sleeping better, and performing better in the life where when you eat better. So everything works better with when the body is fueled better.
You mentioned earlier sleep as the third major factor in protecting our health with little financial investment, and I can see that because sleep is free, but can you explain why it protects our health?
Yeah, you know, sleep is an invaluable asset to our health. We have to get enough sleep and get enough deep sleep, and if we don't, it can cause weight gain and illness. Getting enough sleep is imperative to maintaining and losing weight, for example, because when we don't get enough, our body makes more of the hormone ghrelin, which activates hunger, and less of the hormone leptin, which suppresses hunger. So without enough sleep, not only are we combating that hormone imbalance, which makes us hungrier, but we're also usually looking for quick energy to try and stay awake, which ends up being some kind of sugar or caffeine or combination of the two. And so, as you could see, this is how long-term lack of sleep can contribute to obesity, diabetes, high blood pressure, to name a few problems. Now, deep sleep is really important to physical repair and recovery. During deep sleep, our body releases growth hormone, which helps us to recover from our workouts, our hard days at work, and much of the stress we endured throughout the day. Growth hormone keeps our body and brain feeling and acting young and vibrant. We've got to give that hormone time to do its work. And just while we're sleeping in general, our blood pressure lowers, and our parasympathetic nervous system is allowed to take charge. That's the nervous system that works opposite the fight-flight system, which means our stress hormones go down. We know that overexposure to stress hormones can lead to an increased risk of many of these common diseases that I mentioned above, heart disease, diabetes, cancers, Alzheimer's, reduced effectiveness of the immune system, on and on. But finally, lack of sleep can result in mental deficits, including poor memory, reduced reaction times, and reduced motivation. It can also worsen the effects of anxiety, depression, and other mental problems. So although sleep is free, it's also an invaluable asset to our health and prevention of disease.
If you would, tell our listeners where they can get more information and to be in contact with you and also to consider your services.
Well, your listeners can go to lucyfit.com, and I have plenty of free items there that people can look at for education and information on, you know, how to start eating healthier, moving a little bit more, or actually reducing their stress, which could help them to sleep better.
And finally, what one thing could you leave with our listeners in form of a tip in conclusion?
Well, Eric, to sum it up, in light of rising healthcare costs and the fact that an answer to the healthcare problem in the U.S. is not around the corner, the consumer needs to take health into his or her own hands. When we don't take steps towards prevention, we end up paying for it, not only in the form of our health and livelihood, but in the form of medication and healthcare prices. Exercise, healthy eating, and getting enough rest are three very simple and free prevention measures we can take advantage of. Doing so can improve our health now and help us realize the promise of a healthy future with more years of vitality and happiness to come. Now, while improving these three areas seem basic and self-explanatory, many people don't know where to start when it comes to changing habits. I also know that most people don't have time or money to invest in learning how to make these changes with professional guidance. So that's why I've created an affordable online class where in 6 weeks I help students make small steps and small changes towards healthier food choices, exercising, and making decisions that will make big differences in their health and fitness by the end of the course. So if your listeners are interested in seeing more about this course, they can go to lucyfit.com and click on the Mind Body Blast Nutrition and Exercise course that's on the homepage there. And if they register for the group course and type in the code HealthRadio, I'll give them a 20% discount. You know, we can have a real life and be really healthy without having to pay a high price for it. If your readers sign up for this class, I can show them how easy it can be to create a brighter future for themselves and their bank account.
Certainly do appreciate your stopping by once again. We've been speaking with Lucy Gable, an exercise physiologist and nutritionist at lucyfit.com. Don't forget to take advantage of the 20% discount on the course using the code HealthRadio. Lucy, thanks so much for being with us today on eHealth Radio.
Thanks for having me, Eric.
And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Fitness and Nutrition Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network, and we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.